David DeLeiden is in legal trouble again, and this time so are two of his attorneys. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Tom Brekka, who's the founder and director of the Thomas More Society. And just real fast, David DeLeiden is a young man in his 20s who produced a series of exposés, undercover videos, showing that Planned Parenthood is involved in trafficking baby body parts for profit, although they deny that. And David DeLeiden, as a whistleblower, has gotten in a lot of trouble for that. And this is really kind of an updated story here. So we're going to talk with Tom. So, Tom, thanks again for joining us on Vocal Point.
Well, Jerry, glad to be with you.
So this guy always seems to be in trouble no matter what happens.
Well, he certainly has a capacity for getting into trouble, and that's because the powers that be have been so embarrassed and really that's what it boils down to, is serious, grave political embarrassment about what they do, because what DeLeiden's videos show is this dark underside of the abortion industry that they go to such lengths to try and conceal and hide from the American public. It's a dirty, grisly business of butchery, and words really can't describe the revulsion you feel when you see what's been shown on these videos.
And
they're trying to suppress them.
Yes, so. And for those not familiar with it, for example, the abortions are sometimes rearranged, or they're done in such a way so that there'll be less damage to, let's say, the lungs or the liver of the baby, the brains, the heart, or whatever, so that then those parts could be sold to hospitals and universities for research. And
yes.
So that's the premise of the whole thing. And it's not, we're not talking about fiction here. We're talking about a series of, non-fiction videos. But how did his attorneys get in trouble where they might even go to jail, or at least they're held in civil contempt of court?
Well, so far it's been labeled by the federal judge out in San Francisco. And by the way, this is the judge who is presiding over not one but two huge federal racketeering civil lawsuits in the San Francisco District Federal Court.
Well, are these racketeering lawsuits against David? Or
against David and against the Center for Medical Progress.
Wow.
The acronym is CMP, his corporation, not-for-profit corporation, through which he conducted the undercover investigation over 2 years. And they're being sued along with some of the other participants in these undercover efforts by first the National Abortion Federation, which is the trade group of the abortion industry, mm-hmm. Half of whose membership consists of Planned Parenthood clinics. So, you know, it's really almost like an alter ego of Planned Parenthood, dominated by Planned Parenthood. And then 6 months later, their suit was filed back early on in August, I think the end of July, actually, the 31st of July of 2015. So we're now in our second year of that case. But then 6 months later, the Planned Parenthood Federation of America itself filed their own racketeering civil case, and it ended up in front of course, the same judge. And this fellow, Judge William Orrick, we found out months after we first got into the case, had been working for on the board and was the lawyer for a Good Samaritan House, a social agency in San Francisco, that had a rent-free arrangement having a Planned Parenthood clinic in their premises in the city. So he has a deep connection to Planned Parenthood, and we moved to disqualify him from both cases. The ruling has gone against us so far in the National Abortion Federation case. The question whether he should be disqualified in the Planned Parenthood case is still under consideration. But and now he's held these our two criminal co-counsel in contempt of court.
Okay, well,
and why?
Yeah, what does that actually mean? Yeah, I mean,
well, because they felt that the I've got to first tell you that a criminal felony case was brought by the Attorney General of California, Xavier Becerra, back in late March of this year. 15 felony charges against David and one of his helpers, Sandra Susan Merritt. And so we needed a criminal defense counsel, and David asked us to retain Steve Cooley, who was the elected chief prosecutor, the district attorney of Los Angeles County. That's the biggest county prosecutor office in the country, and he served for 12 years.
Wow.
And then ran for attorney general and barely lost. It took 2 weeks to settle the result of that election. And who did he lose to? Kamala Harris, who was the person who ordered the criminal investigation of David in the first place.
Yeah.
She's now the junior senator from California.
And a major star, as you pointed out before we talked, in the Democratic Party.
Oh, she's touted already as a potential presidential nominee against President Trump 4 years from now. So, you know, this is big-time politics masquerading as a series of legal proceedings and a multiplication of proceedings. And so what happened was the felony charges in the criminal court are based on the same videos that the judge in the federal case, the civil cases, ordered suppressed. He censored them. They can't be disclosed to the public. And our criminal co-counsel said, well, now, wait a minute. We're defending a criminal case, not the civil case. This is high-powered felony litigation, and this is what we do for a living, defending these cases. Once we ended our term as prosecutors, we know how these things go. We need to make these things part of our defense. And when they did that, the other side said that was a contempt, a violation of the federal injunction. So they're kind of being whipsawed.
Oh, okay, okay. You know? I think I understand. Okay, I think I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, the judge said you can't show these videos. And then in the meantime, later, there were these 15 huge criminal felony charges against David DeLeiden, but his defense is to be found in the videos themselves. And then in showing those videos, was the context that they showed the videos to the wrong people or something? Or was it that they were just to put them under lock and key and just not let anybody see them? Or what?
Well, those questions, Jerry, remain to be addressed on appeal, apparently, because we couldn't get to first base in front of the federal judge in San Francisco, who, of course, as I just said, somebody who's worked with Planned Parenthood, set up a rent-free arrangement for Planned Parenthood at his Good Samaritan clinic that he,
you know, you keep saying the Good Samaritan. What's Good Samaritan about that? Yanking little babies' arms off of them, you know, while they're in the womb.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's just awful. There's nothing Good Samaritan about, you know, abortion.
Well, you know, we've got this divide in the country, and I think your point is, I couldn't agree with you anymore, but the other side casts a blind eye at the atrocity, the atrocious character of what's going on. They just don't see it, or they refuse to look at it, and their purpose in life is to make sure that people like you and I and other Christians or whatever your religious inclination is, if any, people who would look at this and see it as an inhumane thing. And of course they want to keep these things secret. As an officer of the court, I really can't repeat some of the stuff that was made public. I'm supposed to stay mum, and I'll do that because I don't want to be held in contempt. I want to be around. You know, I may be the only criminal lawyer left defending David before this is done, but with my friend Peter Breen here. But, you know, I think we're going to beat this contempt rap. We're going to beat the racketeering. We're going to beat the felony charges. But, boy, it's they're sure making it difficult, aren't they?
And, well, so let's put this in perspective. You just used the word racketeering. Racketeering, that means like mafia. David DeLeiden is accused of mafia-like activities. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, when I first got into defending pro-life people, that was a case that turned into a racketeering case as well. It went up to the Supreme Court three times, and I remember saying on a on a show at one point, it just kind of came out to me, who are racketeers? They're people who kill for money.
that's the abortionists.
Are on the other end of these cases.
Yeah.
On our side.
Yeah.
And the other side doesn't see it as a killing, and yet it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, one of the main safeguards the abortionists talk about, so they aren't guilty of partial birth abortion, which is now a federal felony, is to apply poison to the baby in the womb so the baby is deceased before it exits the womb, and therefore they avoid liability under partial birth abortion laws. We're talking definitely about killing, and who are we killing? They're unborn, but they're certainly human beings, aren't they? They're alive, so they're beings, and if they're not human, what other species do they belong to? Of course they're human beings.
Sure.
And yet our judge said here that David was trying to do harm to human beings by his lawyers attaching these videos in a public filing in the criminal court.
Let me understand this. The charge of the civil contempt of court against the two lawyers was just that the lawyers themselves said to the court, they said, here are the videos in question, Your Honor. If you watch these, then you'll see why our client is innocent. Is that basically what happened? And despite that, they're in trouble?
Well, Jerry, that was step one, and I must in candor say there were subsequent steps. There were other, once they're filed in a public filing, the view was they became public. In other words, therefore free and clear for people to show, and a lot of the pro-life folks, put them on the internet, showing them as public documents. And so it wasn't just the judge who saw them. But once you show them to the judge, the argument was that they became public as if, once you file a criminal case, as was filed here, and even the L.A. Times said it was overkill, excessive, 15 felonies. It would put him in San Quentin for, 40 years if convicted on all of them?
Let me strip it back here. The basic crime, ultimately, is that David Dalyden made recordings where he knew he was being recorded, and the person he was talking with or interviewing didn't know that they were being recorded. And in California, that's illegal. But I've discussed this with Matt Heffron from your office before on the air, and we've talked about undercover journalism. You know, obviously 60 Yes. Minutes does this kind of thing all the time. It's just part of our, process. But the media in America, the mainstream media, is so pro-abortion, they don't have time to show the reality of, the abortion field and the abortion industry, and even what's unsafe for women. Let's be honest.
Yes. It's a conspiracy of silence, no question about it. And the media consult with these people. They meet with them. They plan strategies. I think we've got to just tell the truth as often and as, noticeably as we can. And the Christian media, the Fox News actually had Dalyden on the show. They had Lila Rose. But even Fox News, I think, didn't want to publish or show on the air some of the videos that have been suppressed. And it's a censorship regime.
Yeah.
You know, the other side talks about George Orwell and his novel 1984, about tyranny and dictatorship. Well, this is 1984 writ large. It's a censorship regime. We don't want you to know what's going on behind the curtain that's around the abortion industry. It's an impenetrable curtain.
The videos that we're talking about, these are the ones that were on the air, online like 2 years ago, that whole series?
Well, those were not covered by the censorship decree.
Oh, I see.
People remember, what's her name, Nucatola, chomping
eating
on salad,
talking
about
drinking wine.
I crush above, I crush below, because I want to preserve the best specimens for the people who want to buy them or pay for them for, quote, research, unquote. And then the other lady who wanted
a Lamborghini.
Buy a Lamborghini with how much money she was going to make.
Yeah.
Those were not taken at National Abortion Federation conventions. So the censorship decree doesn't cover those videos. But he had other videos that he took at the 2015 and 2016 National Abortion Federation conferences. He did sign a confidentiality agreement when he entered that conference, and his David. But that's what they're enforcing. And David is saying, on the other hand, that I saw evidence of crime, and I wanted to report crime to the authorities and to the public, and therefore I should have been able to violate or ignore that agreement.
Wow. So,
and that's the issue in the civil case.
Right. Now, the debate continues. We're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your defense of him. ThomasMoreSociety.org for more information. Tom Brekka. Thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Jerry. Same to you and your audience.
Okay, bye-bye.